Welcome to Smart Wealth, Navigating Your Financial Future. I'm your host, Brett Cranson.
And I'm your co-host, Omari White. And we're excited to bring you insights from the decades of experience that we've both garnered in the financial services industry.
And whether you're just starting out on your financial journey or looking to optimize your existing strategies, our goal is to clarify the world of finance and provide you with practical, actionable advice.
And together, we'll explore a wide range of topics that will help you to navigate to your bright financial future.
So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and let's jump into today's episode.
Hello, and welcome to episode 2, Smart Wealth, Navigating Your Financial Future. I'm Brett Cranson, and as always, joined by my co-host, Omari White.
Thanks, Brett. Today's episode is an important one. We will be exploring the wide world of retirement planning and saving and strategy.
Absolutely. And from early career decisions to late planning, we've got you all covered.
So let's kick things off with some definitions. So retirement planning is not just about putting money aside, but it really is about setting that goal of the desired retirement income level that you wish for. And really, what are the strategies that we're going to use to get from where we are to really that desired retirement income level that we want?
That's right. It involves a lot of foresight and planning. You're essentially preparing yourself for a period of where your regular income might not be as steady as it is during your working years. A successful retirement plan provides financial confidence for that stage of life.
Exactly, Brett. And we should mention that we are professional planners. A retirement plan is not a silver bullet. It literally is dated the very day that it is created because your circumstances change, the investment environment changes, your work changes, family changes. All of these changes need to be reflected in the future plans so that you can understand how that plan actually serves your desired retirement income goal.
Right on. Retirement planning isn't static. It's dynamic and should evolve with your life and economic circumstances. It's about making informed decisions that put you in good position for future financial stability.
Yeah, and let's not forget about the role that investing plays in retirement planning. The money that you put aside for retirement is essential, but how hard that money works, where is it invested, is equally essential so that you can have the growth effect that you need for that desired retirement income level that you've set.
And investing indeed is a critical aspect. With the right investments, you can accelerate your wealth, allowing you to achieve your retirement goals faster. It's crucial to remember that investing also comes with risk. Understanding those risks and how to manage them is part of the retirement planning process.
So Brett, let's talk about the big question here. Like, when should one start investing for retirement? When should one start saving for retirement? There's conventional wisdom and that suggests that sooner is always better than later. When is the ideal time to start saving? Is it just as simple as sooner is better than later?
Well, in a word, yes. The sooner you start saving for retirement, the more time that gives you for your money to grow. Starting early allows you to take full advantage of the magic of compound interest, where the interest you earn on your savings earns even more interest over time.
That's a very big point. You know, I think it's so worth noting that the frequency of your investing is as important as the amount that you invest. In other words, if someone invests once per year, it's more beneficial for that individual to invest 12 times per year than say once per year. So not only does the amount matter, but the frequency of your investing also does matter, plays a huge role in your results.
Absolutely. It's not just about the amount, it's about the consistency. And it's also making smart choices with the money you have to save. For instance, taking advantage of tax advantages in retirement accounts can take a huge difference in your overall savings.
Speaking of tax advantage accounts, here in Canada, we have a number of them. Of course, most namely in retirement context is the Registered Retired Savings Account, the RRSP, and the Tax-Free Savings Account, the TFSA. And those play a huge role in planning for retirement income.
Yeah, and the RRSP is an excellent tool for retirement savings. The money you contribute is tax deductible from your income, reducing your current tax bill. The investment growth is tax deferred until you withdraw the money from your retirement.
And on the other hand, the TFSA or the tax-free savings account as a different type of tax advantage. Here you're contributing dollars that have already been taxed, so after tax dollars, but the benefit is every dollar that you withdraw from your tax-free savings account is tax-free. So you never have to pay tax on that amount again.
And that's an important distinction. Depending on your financial situation, your retirement goals, one or both of these accounts could be an integral part of your retirement savings strategy.
All right, Brett, let's dive deeper into retirement savings accounts. Yeah, we mentioned the registered retirement savings plan and the tax-free savings account. So let's start with the RSP, the registered retirement savings plan. What's so special about this account for retirement savings?
Well, the RSP is specifically designed to help you save for retirement. It offers immediate tax benefits as contributions are tax deductible from your income. Not only are you putting money away for your future, but you're also reducing your present tax bill.
That sounds like a definite win-win in my view. So you invest in the RSP, and what happens to any return that you make from that, any of the interest or the dividends or capital gains that you might experience in an RSP?
Well, the growth of investments with an RSP is tax deferred, meaning you don't pay taxes on it as it occurs. You only pay tax when you withdraw the money in retirement, and most likely you're going to be in a lower tax bracket.
That makes sense, Brett. So now let's talk about the TFSA a bit, the tax-free savings account. It works differently from the RSP, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Contributions to a TFSA are made after tax, meaning you don't get a tax deduction for the money you put in. But the advantage here is that the investment growth and withdrawals are 100% tax-free.
That's a substantial benefit. So the essence here is that you put the money, that you put the after-tax money into the TFSA, and then you're not taxed again. So this must have very powerful, this is a very powerful retirement planning tool, because that money from a TFSA does not count as income in the retirement planning strategy. That's excellent. So those who anticipate being in a higher tax bracket might very well make very good use of a TFSA.
Right. Both the RSP and TFSA have their unique benefits. And depending on your personal financial situation, you might want to leverage both to achieve your retirement goals.
Well, it sounds like there's a choice between the RSP and the TFSA, or some sort of combination or blend that would work best. How can we best understand which one of these accounts would work best for our situation?
Well, understanding these accounts and their tax implications can go a long way in building a solid retirement planning strategy. But remember, every individual financial situation is unique, so it's important to make the choices that best for your circumstances.
Okay, well, now that we've grasped, you know, the types of accounts, let's discuss some of the strategies of retirement savings investing. How can our listeners increase their retirement savings rate, Brett?
Well, one of the ways is to maximize your employer's retirement match, if one is available. Many Canadian employers will match portions of your retirement contributions to the retirement savings plan. It's like getting free money towards your retirement, so don't leave it on the table.
That is an excellent point. Literally, as you contribute $1, your employer will contribute another dollar. Now you have $2. That sounds like a 100% return to me. So excellent point, Brett. And of course, for those who are employed who have that type of program, that sounds amazing. But what of self-employed people or individuals that their employer doesn't offer them that kind of matching program?
Great question, Omari. In that case, setting up an automatic contribution to your retirement account can be a game changer. Automatically diverting a portion of your income to your retirement savings and prioritize your future financial security.
I like that, Brett. You know, it's like, it's a set it and forget it mindset. I remember when I first became, when I got my first job, my brother, who is 2.5 years older, he put me on a program like this. And we've used this for so many clients and in so many experiences we've seen, you know, we've started with modest amounts of $25 and literally turning that amount up by each month by $5 or $10, getting to many $100 after a while, a very effective strategy.
Yeah, and one of the beauties of automatic contributions is that they encourage consistency, which, as we discussed earlier, is a key to long-term savings success. It's also important to revisit your contributions regularly. As your income increases, you should also increase your contributions.
Yeah, I like that, Brett, because you know what that is? It's paying yourself first, and it's being a steward of your own goal. Like, if you got a rate, if you got an increase in your pay, that almost links to an increase in your retirement income. You're going to need the income that you're spending now. Your retirement income is a function of the income you're spending now. So if you get an increase in your income now, you're going to want to increase your savings for retirement. Absolutely.
That's so right, Omari. Also, having a well-diversified investment portfolio is crucial. This can help you maximize returns and manage your risk. Consider seeking professional advice. Working with a financial advisor can provide valuable insights and guidance based on your specific circumstances.
Yeah, that's sound advice, Brett. Remember, the goal here is to save for your retirement end goal, but saving is one function and growing those savings is another function. So having a good strategy and having advice or knowing what to do will play a key role in your desired outcome. So far, we've talked about the when, we've talked about the where, and the how of retirement savings. So now comes the big question. How much retirement savings do each of us need to actually have the desired retirement income?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? How much really depends on various factors. Your lifestyle expectations, your estimated healthcare costs, potential inflation, and how long you plan to be in retirement really matter.
So, in other words, it's not an answer. It's not a one answer fits every solution or every person's retirement goal, is it, Brett? And that really, that magic number is really a personal magic number.
Exactly. Retirement isn't a universal experience. It's deeply personable. Some people may envision traveling the world in their golden years, while others wish to lead a simple life, hobbies, spending time with their friends and family. These choices will significantly affect how much you'll need.
Yeah, and let's not forget about unexpected everythings, namely costs. And this is, you know, I mean, we don't mind having unexpected income come in, but unexpected costs are usually unforeseen, and health costs can very well be protracted and high. So how do we account for those in our retirement plans is an important point to consider.
Yeah, well, this is why it's important to plan for flexibility in your retirement savings. You might want to prepare for any surprises life may throw at you. It's also wise to revisit and revise your plans regularly to ensure it still aligns with your changing needs and circumstances.
Now, Brett, I mean, the amount of variables that are packed into this retirement savings and retirement planning strategy is wild. It almost can feel overwhelming, I think. What are the steps that we can take, at least the first or second steps here at this point for our listeners to get a grasp of what they need to do next to figure out how much they need to save or how much they need to plan for?
Yeah, there are many online calculators that can provide an estimate based on your various parameters. However, these tools should only be a starting point. It's beneficial to consult a financial advisor for a more personalized, comprehensive plan.
Well, I mean, that's a valuable point because, again, going back to the fact that the math is easy to access. The financial planning and the retirement planning math is easily accessible. But the changes in your life and the changes in markets and the changes in all of the variables, how does your plan reflect with those changes? Understanding and interpreting and acting from that is where are really able to add a lot of value to your end result.
Yeah, well, retirement planning is not a set and forget it endeavor. It's a dynamic process that adapts throughout your life. The goal is to ensure that you reach retirement and have a robust financial cushion to enjoy your golden years.
Now, not everyone listening here, Brett, feels like they are on track. You know, if our listeners are not feeling like they are where they want to be in their retirement savings and planning strategy, what is a next best step for them?
Well, first thing is don't panic. Realize that you're behind is the first step towards fixing the situation. There are several ways to address the shortfall in retirement savings.
So what would you suggest is maybe the first step that they could use to address their shortfall, Brett?
Well, not just stashing more cash, but it's equally important to look at your spending habits. You can reduce your current expenses to free up more money for retirement savings. You can reevaluate your investment strategy that can help you maximize your growth.
So some combination of increasing savings and reducing expenses seems logical, absolutely. But what if you've done that to the extreme and that's still not enough to close that gap? Is there anything else that our listeners can do, or is there any other levers that we can press?
Well, you can also continue working, which will give you additional income, but also allows your retirement savings more time to grow. So it can delay the need to draw on your savings right now.
So I suppose for some, the opportunity for a sort of semi-retired or a semi-work phase is an option to help with the income need.
Exactly. Semi-retirement can be a great way to ease into retirement, both financially and emotionally. You can reduce stress for having saved a significant amount in the short period and also have a sense of purpose and social connection.
Yeah, and we've seen that in reality, haven't we? That balanced approach of just, you know, going from 100 to, you know, in terms of being a full-time employee or full-time at work, and then sort of phasing into, you know, a half-time employee until you're fully retired. So just to summarize, if you're behind with your retirement savings, retirement planning strategy, you do have things that you can do. You can consider increasing your savings strategy. Be very, very diligent about your budget. You know, we found that most people can unlock at least a couple hundred dollars of their monthly expenses just by doing away with subscriptions, things that they're not even using, their authorized withdrawals going through your account that you no longer have the benefit or you don't have not you no longer have the value for. And that might be helpful to redirect those funds into your savings strategy. And the idea of working a phased semi-retirement period right after your, to really bridge that gap between being employed and being retired, is also another very, very effective strategy to be able to complete your retirement income goals.
Right on, Omari. And remember, it's never too late to start, but it's equally crucial to take action as soon as you realize you're not on track. With diligent planning and disciplined savings, it's possible to build a comfortable nest egg for retirement.
And with that, that wraps up our comprehensive episode of our retirement planning. And we hope we provided some valuable insights and practical tips on this topic.
And join us in the next episode for another deep dive into achieving smart wealth. Remember, every step you take towards financial literacy brings you closer to your goals.
So thank you for tuning in to Smart Wealth, Navigating Your Financial Future. Until next time, here's to your financial future.
And that brings us to the end of this episode of Smart Wealth, Navigating Your Financial Future. We hope you found our discussion enlightening and feel more equipped to take charge of your financial journey.
Indeed, Brett. Remember, every step forward counts, no matter how small. So if you found this episode to be of value, subscribe to our podcast on your favorite podcast platform. Share it with your friends and leave us a review.
We're also eager to hear your thoughts, questions, and what financial topics you're interested in for future episodes. Reach out to us on social media. You can find our links in the show notes.
As we look forward to navigating your future financial waters, one episode at a time. So until next time, remember, knowledge is the greatest wealth. So keep investing in yourself. Until next time.